so that all another way emperors could also show their piety was to not only endow temples, but often to either build temples or more often complete projects, which had been started years earlier and never got finished, in large part because the Romans came in and trashed the Greek world in the 2nd and 1st century B.C. Hadrian was particularly good at this. He finished major temples, the Olympieum at Athens, the Shrine of Didyma outside of Miletus, the great oracle of Apollo in Asia Minor, the final construction for phases. And Hadrian, this magnificent stairway is built. And Hadrian went around wherever he could find a project at any shrine that had not been completed. Sure enough, he made sure to complete it and made sure to have his name inscribed there. And perhaps there are more statue bases of the Emperor Hadrian than any other emperor, or perhaps almost, well, certainly all early Roman emperors in Asia Minor. The cities all benefited to varying degrees, and I think I can illuminate it more effectively by discussing some examples. And the first example is Pergamon. Pergamon was the Attalid capital, and it becomes the capital of the Roman governor of Asia, the proconsul of Asia. Once again, Hadrian was instrumental in decorating the city of Pergamon in the imperial age, and he showed his piety in a variety of ways. On the citadel of Pergamon, where the original royal residences were, he completed the construction of a temple to his predecessor Trajan, to the divine emperor Trajan. It's built in a monumental Corinthian style, and what is remarkable is that the citadel was actually extended by a series of arches so that you increased the size of the citadel. And if you're standing at the base of Pergamon today and you look up, that Roman temple just pops up. This white marble temple against the background of the Hellenistic buildings, so that it really makes Pergamon look like a Roman city. There's the imperial temple right in the middle. This was, again, a project completed by Hadrian, and in the temple, Trajan was closely associated with Zeus, the supreme god of the Greeks. He constructed, Hadrian that is, he constructed a massive brick building, later converted into a Christian church, known by its Turkish name, Kızıl Avlu, which is the church, which is the temple of the gods Serapis and Isis, the gods of Roman Alexandria. And he also greatly expanded and improved the sanctuary of Asclepius outside of Pergamon, where he reoriented and greatly expanded the sanctuary, which had a modest temple going back to the 4th century B.C. And Asclepius was the god of healing. He was a grandson of Zeus. And in the complex, Hadrian made available Roman architects and engineers who built a number of monuments that seemed to be sort of miniatures in Rome. One is a round temple to Zeus and Asclepius, which is apparently a model of the Pantheon in Rome, which was rebuilt by Hadrian. A colonnade is put in on the north side, a whole theater. The library is restocked. And the sanctuary at of Asclepius at Pergamon becomes something of a combination of health spa, healing center, and also intellectual retreat, where the elites of Asia Minor and many Roman senators and even members of the imperial family would come to take time to recover from their toils. And we have an excellent account of what went on from this fellow Aelius Aristides, the man I mentioned last time, who was one of the famed orators of the 2nd century. Aelius Aristides was probably, by our definition, a hypochondriac. He had a breakdown, a mental or physical breakdown, as a result of a trip to Rome. He came back in 145 A.D. He spent two intensive years in the Asclepieum at Pergamon, and he gives us a description of the treatments, and he wrote this all up some 20 years later. And he kept going back tried to gain contact with the god through dreams. He slept in these incubation rooms. The god would send dreams to him, suggest various remedies. One was to cover himself in mud and run around naked, covered with the mud three times around the sanctuary. This was apparently had healing processes. There were less kooky remedies suggested, such as diet and exercise and health. But all of this was part of Aelius Aristides recovering from this mental or physical collapse he had had.